Just as everyone's settling down again, can you be picking up the service sheets? And after Away in the Manger, have a look at the few verses from the Bible that are printed out there under the heading Light in Our Darkness. They're words written by the prophet Isaiah. He writes 700 years or so before the birth of Jesus, but he writes talking about the birth of the one that everyone was waiting for. And this is how he describes the impact of that birth, the birth of that baby who was one day going to be born. Listen to what he says. He says, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Now, I want you to imagine that you and your family come over to stay at our house, and it's the day before Christmas, and everyone is sitting around the breakfast table, and Mum is about to serve up some porridge. And the truth is, you and I don't much like porridge, so we start to kick up a fuss. We say, "We're not having any of that porridge. Please don't make us eat any of that porridge." We say, "We can't have any of that porridge. We can't have any of that porridge because it's got a frog in it." And Mum says, "There can't possibly be a frog in the porridge. Don't be so ridiculous." But there is. There is a frog in the porridge. We know there is because we put one there. And there it is. There it is, the frog in the porridge. And we both get told off and sent to our rooms. And so, to teach the grown-ups a lesson, we decide to run away. And we gather up a big bag of supplies and we head off through the woods and over a hill and across a field. And we hide in a shed in old Nick's allotment down by the river. Once it was a vegetable garden, but now it's just a mess of weeds. But it is a great shed. And it's full of all the usual things that you find in sheds. There are three tins of half-empty slug pellets. There's a pile of broken flower pots. There's some netting that might come in handy one day. There's a trowel with no handle. And the usual collection of jam jars with curtain hooks and carpet tacks in them. And a moldy tennis ball that's all caught up in a spider's web in the corner. And I perch myself on the edge of a deck chair with a torn seat, and you sit on an upturned bucket, and we have a great time. We pick the England football team. Brilliant. We tell jokes. Two monkeys about to get in a bath, and one goes, "Ooh, ah, ooh, ooh, ooh," and the other one says, "Why don't you just put in some cold?" And we read comics. We have a great time reading the Beano, and we eat loads and loads of Maltesers, and we make sure we hold the bag really tight so that they get warm and sticky and lovely, and you have to lick the chocolate off your fingers, and it is brilliant. And we reckon we are really teaching those grown-ups a lesson. And then it starts to get dark. So we stick a torch on the shelf and we start telling spooky stories. And suddenly the wind picks up and slams the door shut. And the torch crashes to the floor and we are plunged into total darkness. And we fumble around for the torch. We find it, but it's broken. And we can't see what we're doing. So we feel our way to the door, but it's stuck. It won't open. It's locked from the outside. And we start to feel a little cold and a little bit alone and just a little bit afraid. Maltesers are great and everything, but actually maybe it would be quite nice to be home with the others having some toast and tea by the fire, we think. And so we cry out for help, just quietly at first, so as not to disturb anyone. There's help, help, and then help, help. But nobody comes. We're stuck in the dark, and there's no way to get home. And did you catch what Isaiah said in that reading? He said, "Christmas is for people who are stuck in the dark. People walking in darkness. And when people ask, why is the news on the telly mostly bad? Why are there people killed in wars? Why are there children who are starving? Why is it unsafe to walk home alone at night? Why do people bully us at school? Why do we have arguments in the home with the people we love? Why are we a little bit afraid about the year ahead and what it might bring? Well, the Bible says it's because we've run away from God. And when you run away from God, you end up in the dark, lost. And of course, for a while, it's fun to pretend we don't need God. We're having a riot. We're doing very well for ourselves. You know, we're living in the light of our own little torch. We're having fun. But then the door slams shut. The news from the hospital was not good. There's a letter on our desk telling us that they're going to have to let us go from the place that we work. Our best friendship breaks up. And that's the moment that we notice how dark it really is. That's the moment we notice how afraid we are of dying. That's the moment we notice that without our job, we don't know who we are. And we notice that without that very special relationship, how terribly alone we feel. We're in the dark. And we say to ourselves, what have we done? Why did we run away from God? And we wish we could get back to him. We could wish we could get back home to be with him. But we don't know how, because the door is slammed shut and we don't know how to open it. We're stuck in the dark and there's no way to get home. Meanwhile, back in our shed, we hear footsteps and we're too frightened to say anything. So we hold our breath and the door handle turns and the door creaks open and phew, it's your big brother. And he's come with a torch. And we never, ever thought that we would ever feel pleased to see him. But boy, are we pleased to see him. It turns out your dad sent him to find us. And so we follow him across the field and up the hill and through the woods. And by the light of his torch, he leads us home, back to where we belong. Isaiah says, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. And the Bible says that that great light is Jesus. And you say, well, how can a baby born in a stable be a great light? Well, the baby didn't stay a baby. He grew up. And the things he did and the things he said showed that he was not just another man lost in the dark like the rest of us. Isaiah calls him Mighty God. Jesus is God come down from heaven to find us because he loves us and he wants us home. And that's why Christmas is such good news. It's why the angels sang. We don't have to stay trapped in the dark like your big brother with his torch. Jesus, the light of the world, has come. And at Christmas, he says to each one of us, don't stay in the dark. Come, follow me. Follow me home. Back to God. Back where you belong. And if we follow him, then the journey he will take us on through this world will still be through a place that's pretty dark. But the point is, he will be with us, lighting our way. And making sure we never get lost again. He will get us home. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. For to us a child is born. To us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Let's take a moment of quiet. and then I will say a short prayer. Moment of quiet. Our gracious God, we thank you that you didn't leave us lost in the dark when we had run away from you, but that in your love you sent your Son to be our light, to lead us home, back to you. And we pray that this Christmas you would show each one of us more of what it means to follow him in the year ahead. Amen.